Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. But today, hold on to your hats, folks, because we're diving deep into the world of AI, specifically the brand spanking new QWQ32B model from Qwen.
Ooh, exciting, a new player in the local reasoning model arena. So what's the big deal with this QWQ model?
Well, they've been teasing us with a preview version, but this is the main event, a 32 billion parameter powerhouse ready to rumble locally. Can you believe it?
Locally, that's huge. Most of these large language models need massive server farms. So how does it stack up against the competition, like DeepSeek R1?
That's the fascinating part. They're going head-to-head with DeepSeek R1, a 671 billion parameter behemoth. But here's the twist. DeepSeek uses a mixture of experts, meaning only about 37 billion parameters are active at any given time.
Hold on. So a smaller, denser model is challenging a much larger but more spread out one? David and Goliath, AI edition.
Exactly. And get this, Qwen's model is holding its own, especially in benchmarks like A24 for mathematics. It's neck and neck with DeepSeek, and even outperforming the distilled versions of DeepSeek's model, including the Llama 70B. Impressive, right?
Very impressive. But didn't OpenAI's GPT-3.5 models crush it on those benchmarks?
True. The GPT-3.5 mini scores higher. But remember, those are second-generation reasoning models. QWQ and DeepSeek are first-gen. Think of it like comparing a seasoned athlete to a rookie with incredible potential.
Got it. So spill the beans. How did Qwen train this beast? Did they use some secret sauce?
Well, they started with a cold checkpoint. A bit vague, I know. Probably pre-trained, maybe with a touch of supervised fine-tuning. Who knows? Then, they hit it with outcome-based rewards, focusing on math and coding tasks with clear right or wrong answers.
I see, like training a dog with treats for good behavior. But for AI, makes sense.
Exactly. Then they moved to a more traditional reinforcement learning approach, using a reward model and rule-based verifiers for general capabilities like instruction following. A bit of a two-pronged attack.
Interesting. So fine-tuned for specific tasks and then broadened for general use. Smart. But where can our listeners try this out for themselves?
Hugging Face. You can download and run it locally if you have the RAM. Or there's a Hugging Face space to try it out without the hardware hassle. They've also got it on Llama, and I've been playing with it in LM Studio. Really cool stuff.
Fantastic. This QWQ32B model sounds like a game changer for local reasoning tasks. Definitely worth checking out. Thanks for the insightful breakdown.
Absolutely. It's a thrilling time to be in the AI space. And with that, folks, we wrap up another episode of Nutty's Show. Until next time, stay nutty. Goodbye.
Goodbye.